have many different types of award ceremonies in the world. National awards for baking and cooking, for acting and dancing, for singing, for writing novels and books, for poetry, for achievements in academia, for sports and athletics. And as the world watches, the successful candidates are called onto the podium and they are given their awards to an international applause. As a community, it is our responsibility to recognize what is valuable to us and to our future generations. As Muslims, as ummatis of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as we heard in today's recitation, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. Indeed, the pious are in the bounties of Allah. عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. On thrones facing one another. تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ. You see on their faces the freshness of the favor of Allah. يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ. They are given of wine sealed to drink from. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. And in the likes of this should people compete. وَمِزَاجُهُ مِنْ تَسْنِيمٍ. And this wine, its flavor will be of tasneem. What is that? عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. It's a spring of wine from which those close to Allah, brought close to Allah, special honorable guests of Jannah will drink. So this is the Akhirah, the competitions of the hereafter. But while we speak, can I ask the Hufaz to come to the front and just stand up? All of you. I want the audience to see your faces. Ajo. Anabashed. Sare Ajo. Come to the front. The 24 of you. Why don't you usher them forward? I want you to just stand up in front of everybody. Ajo, Ajo, Ajo. Bismillah, stand up. Yes, and give a nice smile. No snaps, by the way. So these are your sons, your children. These are the future of our society, of our community. And by the way, these are just the Hufaz who have been formally, whose Taraweeh arrangements have been formally made by the Central Masjid. There are other Hufaz from the Central Masjid who led Taraweeh prayer around the city in their own capacity. So this is what we want to give recognition to. And so I have a couple of brief messages for our Hufaz and for our community. Humbly, I want to say, for the community, for the parents, for the families, this should be your ambition, the young people here. You should desire to become a Hafiz. A Hafiz as compared to, yani in one hadith, you'll be amazed to hear this. In one hadith, a Hafiz is compared to a prophet. The difference being that he doesn't receive revelation directly. Because he has the same nur of the Qur'an that the Anbiya receive of revelation. In another hadith, you know when you go into a perfume shop and you have the fancy packaging, and then you open the packaging and there's some more packaging inside, and then you have the bottle inside, and then you pull that out, and then you unscrew it, and then you get this waft of fragrance. Yes or no? Who likes free perfume samples? Freebies, everybody does, right? So basically, musk, which is atyab al-tib musk, misk, there's an actual bab in Sunan of Imam Nasa'i, the best perfume is musk. Sayyidina Umar's favorite was also musk, by the way. Al-miskul mufattat, pieces of musk, because it comes dry as well. So, basically, the hafiz, if he's sleeping, he's compared. You can, guys can sit down. If he's sleeping, he's compared to a bag of musk which is tied at the top. And if he's up in the night reciting, then it's as though you've opened the neck of the bag and the fragrance is coming out. This is the hafiz. And so, you should desire this for yourselves. I should desire it for myself. The young people, you have an opportunity. The older people have an opportunity too. The students who are currently in hifz classes, the ones who could be in a hifz class, the parents who have young children, the queue should be longer than it is for getting entrance into hifz classes. If your child is 5, it's not too late, it's not too early, it's about the right time to start thinking, even earlier than this. Remember, Maryam, Hannah made her intention for her child before the child was born. Muharraran ma fi batni muharraran fataqabbal minni. So, which of us is ready to donate and designate our children to the service of deen? Make the intention at least, raise your hands. Yes, inshallah, for the service of deen. And I mean this 100%, not this sort of 50%. We have this waswasa in our heart, bacha khayega kahan se? Let me tell you, a person who is sincere to the Qur'an is never a beggar before the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the little acknowledgement we're giving them, this is not a payment for their hifz and recitation. We can't give them any payment for their hifz and recitation. This is not our belief. Only, there is no price on the Qur'an. Only Allah can reward for this, whose kalam it is. Yes? So this is just a recognition so that we get our sort of focus right as a community. And to the young folk, I will say, the future is yours. You have a responsibility upon your shoulder. Allah has given you the tawfiq to memorize the Qur'an. It's like ice cream. If you don't keep it in the right environment, it wastes away. Yes or no? So the hafiz needs to be away from sins. The hafiz has to be a positive impact on others. There is a responsibility. There are many people in this gathering. Because of your job, you have to be very careful. If you so much as commit a driving offense, you could lose your license as a doctor, as a solicitor. Yes or no? As a paramedic. There are many professions in which you have to watch. You can't afford to make that little indiscretion in that moment. You would lose your job and your reputation. It's the same. If you are a person who is associated with the Qur'an, then you are associated with Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his biggest mu'jizah. And so you should wear that badge with pride through the way that you behave, through your actions and priorities, through the company that you keep. And finally, I want a commitment from these young boys, inshallah. Inshallah, in the heart, that you will serve the Qur'an. We should not have a problem with people to teach the Qur'an. We do. We have nearly 400 kids studying in this masjid. And by the way, this is amazing. It's a miracle of the Qur'an. Look at these huge university campuses. Yes or no? Multi-million pounds, modern complexes. Yes? And then the resources which are used. And in all of the fields which I mentioned, for which awards are given. But the modest hifz class, in which the students sit in a traditional fashion, and may that remain. Say amin to that. In a traditional fashion, and the dunya is dependent on them. The universities with all those resources do not create hufaz anywhere in the world. Give me one example of a country where all the hufaz come from a university. Can you give me one country in the world? Not in Makkah, not in Medina. It's the Haram Sharif and the halaqat like this, these here. The same type of halaqat. The barakah of those is the production of hufaz. Yes or no? So the hafiz is purely a nabawi effort. It's the miracle of this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without those resources. So what I was saying is, I lost my thread. I'm getting a bit too excited. I hope you're getting excited. I hope your intentions are there, inshallah. Yes? I was saying, yes, we have nearly 400 kids and we lack teachers. We lack because, see, the traditional 9-to-4-5 job, the economy, the circumstances of the country have changed. And this is why the hifz class teacher has to make great sacrifices. Because they have to arrange their life around the 5-to-7 maktab time, which is the best time, by the way, in the UK. It works and it's worked for the last 40 years. It's produced all of these young people, mashallah. So my appeal to these young people, and here my beggar bowl, I'm asking for something, is that you guys make a commitment too, inshallah, that you will serve the Qur'an, whatever your future life path is, inshallah. Yes? So basically, and it's upon all of us to make dua for these people, Allah Ta'ala bless them in their careers, in their future paths of education, in their rizq, in their marriages. Allah give them pious spouses as well. See, now people say we can't find rishte for our kids. You have a listener. Yes? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant barakah in everything that's happening here today. Make it a source of khair for us. Forgive our sins, accept our ibadat, our du'as, our salah, our qiyam, and our song. Jazakumullah khairan.
Khalid Sahab asked us for me to say a few words. In any other gathering, I would have said, I was going to say what the previous speaker said, but I can't even claim such a thing. But inshallah, just for inspiration, just before Ramadan, in our local, or my local town of Bolton, we had a gentleman, age 62, who started his hifz at the age of 55 and finished at 62. Just before Ramadan. He had this zeal, and it's an amazing story. So he got married, he lost his wife at an early age. After that, he remarried again. And due to health reasons, they were unable to have children. And he said it was a wish of his grandfather that there is at least one Hafiz in their family, in their lineage. So he said, I waited and waited. And I got to the age of 55 and I didn't have any children. So I decided to become a Hafiz myself. So we can all learn some portion of the Quran. You know, a couple of times we've heard in this month of Ramadan the wish of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that each and every ummati has Surah Yasin in the heart. So for those of us who may not have memorized Surah Yasin yet, let us make intention. Just over 80 verses. If you were to split that, 3 verses in a day, 4 verses in a day, you can easily complete the whole entire memorization within a few weeks. Inshallah, we're all going to do this. And then see the benefit, Surah Yasin. You read in the morning, there's benefits for you, which will serve you during the day. You read Surah Yasin at night, it'll benefit you. And likewise, Surah Mulk, Surah Rahman, Surah Kahf, all these surahs. So we should all make intention. MashaAllah, Qari Sahib here offers his services throughout the week for people who want to perfect the recitation of the Qur'an, improve the recitation of the Qur'an, want to memorize the Qur'an. So we should all have this zeal that we become from amongst the people of the Qur'an and we all resurrected from the people of the Qur'an. And it's so nice to see, MashaAllah, so many youngsters. And this effort started many years ago. You know, the elders who came here, your forefathers, who came to these lands, foreign language, foreign culture, and they had a fikr. And they wanted to establish Islam in this country. They wanted to establish madrasas and maktabs. And Allah unko jazai khair de. The effort, that the concern that they had, because of this, we're in this beautiful masjid here today. But imagine every day, you know, just one hifz class or one student, he will read his Quran daily. For every letter, there is how many rewards? Ten rewards for one letter. How much Quran is recited? MashaAllah, look in the throughout i'tikaf. I've seen some brothers here. Whenever you come into the masjid, they sat in a corner and reading Quran. Who's receiving all this reward in their graves? And Allah grant the ajr to all those who have contributed in any way or form, whatever khidmah they gave towards this masjid. But we also have a responsibility. Inshallah, in the coming months and the near future, the project of the madrasa, which has been discussed for a while, inshallah, will take place. And we make dua to Allah. Allah allows the work to take place and made complete with ease and with afia, inshallah. So we should have this concern that we need to invest in the iman of our future generations to come. Our elders have the concerns. We are sat here today. We're able to recite the Quran, listen to the Quran. We're able to listen to Taraweeh. We need to make sure we have the same provision for our future generations to come, inshallah. Allah give us all the tawfiq.
After all this, I just want to just quickly add two more points. The first one is the engine room behind all the huffaz that have been created in Central Mosque and the main power horse or powerhouse. I would like to invite Hafiz Tahir Sahib to come forward and Mona Ilyas Sahib to come forward, please. Comfort kindly. Jazakallah khair. They are our Hifz class teachers, and as many of you would know, without any further introduction, Hafiz Tahir Sahib has many, many students. I think over 100 students who have graduated at Hafiz al-Quran. And subhanAllah, likewise, Hafiz Nasir Sahib and Hafiz Furqan, they used to be part of our team, and there's quite a few students who've also graduated under them as well. So make dua for them, please, likewise. And inshallah, we'll start the gifts. Hafiz Sahib, mashallah. Equally, all the volunteers and management and all the people, helpers and muhibbeens and lovers who have been giving us support in many different ways, some through financial means, some through giving time, some through giving du'as. Every single one of you, alhamdulillah, have contributed to the success of our children. One of the issues that we normally face in the masajid is that when a hafiz goes forward, we are too busy criticizing that person. Someone's making comments that he's reading too loud, or someone's reading he's too short, or he's reading too slow, or too fast, etc., etc. Alhamdulillah, I've received nothing but positive rewards, positive feedback from everyone. For that, I jazakallah khair. May Allah ta'ala reward you accordingly as well. So without further delay anymore, we'll just start with the names. Yusuf Javed, come forward, please. Hafiz Ibrahim Javed. Hafiz Jawad Hussein. So these are our six Huffaz who led the Tarabi upstairs community hall, in the big community hall. They're full khatam, by the way. Hafiz Ismail Ahmed. Hafiz Haris Ahmed. Hafiz Muhammad Abu Bakr. Muhammad Abu Bakr. Rohan Raja. Now we have the second Jamaat. Approximately six people participate. So the first three are students, current students in the Hifz class right now. They have done 15 juz, mashallah. Rohan Raja, come forward, please. Muad Umar. Hussein Hafiz. Hanzala Hafiz, come forward, make dua for him because of exams. He did not participate in the entire 30 days. Inshallah. Hafiz Suleiman Sheikh. So happened that he was supposed to go for Umrah, but an incident happened as a result of which we managed to retain him for full 30 days. So Alhamdulillah.
He will go inshallah.
Inshallah. Hafiz Bilal Ahmed, come forward. Hafiz Bilal Ahmed and Suleiman Sheikh, our Alim class students. In Mashd al-Furqan, we have Hafiz Mustafa Ali, who is in Umrah right now, so make dua for him, please. And Hafiz Sufiya and Hussein, come forward, please. They led Tarawih with Hafiz Tahir Sahib. I'm going to call four Huffaz and they led the Tarawih in the Ark. So Hafiz Junaid, Javed. Suleiman Sharif, Hafiz Suleiman Sharif. Hafiz Arsalan Hussein. I don't think he missed a single Fajr Salah in Central Mosque this month of Ramadan. Every day on time. MashaAllah. He is also an assistant teacher in Central Mosque. MashaAllah. He started recently. Hafiz Abdul Hadi. Come forward, please. In Dawatul Islam Masjid, we have Hafiz Amir Asif. Come forward, please. Likewise, in the Crookston Masjid, we had Hafiz Bilal Amin, who is not here. And the London Road Mosque, we have three Hufazis there who are completed in the Khatam today. Hence, they are not able to come. And finally, we have Hafiz Dawood Ahmed, come forward, please, who have led the Tarawih Salah here in Central Mosque. Hafiz Dawood also perfecting his tajweed with the Egyptian Qari, mashallah. equally, he is also kindly offered to help out in the masjid as well. Make dua for him, please. And Hafiz Abdul Samir, come forward, please. He's also one of our assistant teachers and volunteer. He helps out in the masjid as well. Very young, at the age of 16, he's helping everybody out. MashaAllah, make dua for all of them, please. And finally, Hafiz Atiqur Rahman. I think that there is a debate forming who is better, Hafiz Atiqur or Sheikh Hassan, sir. May long continue. And finally, before you move on, inshallah, we are hopeful that the list will grow next year, because we are also expecting approximately 6 young people graduating this year, inshallah. And for that, we'll hold a different ceremony, including a 9-year-old child in less than 2 years, mashallah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept every single one of the efforts, your efforts, community's effort. It's not just one single person's job. It's a combined effort from everybody. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everybody. We're going to have a short dua right now, please. JazakAllah.
It's a valuable night, so let's make the most of it. In the remaining time, those who are remaining behind for the second khatam, if you've read your tarawih already, you would make the intention of nafal prayer, and you wouldn't join the Isha and the Witr. And if people want to remain and do their own ibadat, bismillah, you're very, very welcome. But please don't make any noise in the masjid. Let's not engage in sort of trivial conversation. It'll spoil the moment. It's a very short night, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala sayyidina.